scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan is over at the Nightstand Studios. What's going on over there?
Well, I'm just sitting here starting my Monday. And yeah, I'm excited about those temperatures. I'm like really excited.
Really excited about 47?
47 and sunny.
I guess that
after
works.
After what we've had, I'm excited. It doesn't take much this time of year
right.
to get me pretty happy about the weather. So,
well, check this out. Have your kids ever called 911 for any reason that's not an emergency?
Maybe by accident, but I don't think so.
Well, check this out. Pierce City Herald claims that a kid in Plum City, Wisconsin, recently called the police on his mother because she asked him to vacuum their house.
Well, that seems fair.
Cops arrived. The boy told them that he wanted his mother arrested for making him do chores.
Oh, man.
Deputy told the boy to help with the household chores, and they obviously refused to arrest his mother and probably also taught him about 911 being for emergencies only, and doing house chores definitely doesn't count as an emergency.
Kind of curious how old this boy is and how much trouble he got in after the officers left.
I'm not sure.
Because that would not fly in this household. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another thing that won't fly so well. NBC claims that Macy's famous flagship store in New York City is now creating appointments for Santa visits. So the admission is still free, but you know where they get you. It's with the photo packages.
Oh, yeah.
And those start at $20.99. Macy's says the appointment-only system was designed to cut down on wait times during the holiday season. I don't know. There's something about that that just kind of takes away the spirit to me. Like, isn't waiting in line part of the fun?
Yeah, kind of. But I think it would be a lot less stress than, you know, dealing with the long lines. Because you could stand in line all day. And if you stand in line for, like, the last couple hours when the store's closing, you're not guaranteeing a chance to meet with Santa. So you got to come back the next day.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's not a bad thing. I don't know how long those lines are. I think around here we're kind of spoiled because we don't get those kind of lines with our Santa sitch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, another thing that's perfect for the holidays, just in time for your big eating frenzy on Thursday, also known as Thanksgiving, Stovetop Stuffing has come out with expandable pants.
Good idea.
The stuff and stretch pants feature a belly banded high waist and also comes in burgundy color with gold accents and a stuffing print on the waist and in the pockets.
Sounds classy.
Now, these unisex sweatpants are part of a promotion by the stuffing company, and you can get your own pair for $20 at ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com. So you log on right now and go get those pants. They might not be fashionable, but you'll definitely be comfortable. Plus, $10,000 of the pants proceeds will be donated to Feeding America. So that's a plus.
So you already bought yours, right?
I honestly am considering it. I'm probably going to, once we're done here, going to click on that link and probably go buy them myself.